FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In news, Justin, police say they've arrested the former owner of the world's largest rhino conservation farm on charges of smuggling the horns of the endangered animals. John Hume was among the six people taken into custody in Pretoria this morning. It follows a complex investigation into transnational trafficking of rhino horns that began in 2017. Hume, in his mid-80s, owned the largest rhino farm in the world until 2023, when it was bought by the African Parks NGO. The South African Medical Association says it's hoping for a closer working relationship with KZN Health as it tackles the ongoing healthcare challenges in the province. Key issues include underfunding, unemployed medical professionals, and outdated infrastructure and systems. The association's KZN chairperson, Dr. Zanele Bikija, says both parties have committed to hold regular discussions and form stronger public-private partnerships.
As SAMA, because we represent both public and private sector, we're willing to come to the table and then start working with the department to see how can we actualize these public-private partnerships so that they work and fill the gaps and spaces that are there, because we know, you know, government has constraints. There's certain things that they can't do. There's also capacity in private. But at the same time, there's also lessons that private can learn in terms of guidelines and things like that.
At the same time, faith leaders are calling for government intervention as a group they describe as vigilantes continues blocking some patients from accessing hospitals. March and March members have been outside Durban's Addington Hospital for 7 weeks. They're protesting against undocumented immigrants accessing free healthcare. But Reverend Ian Booth from the Diaconia Council of Churches says hospital management has received no help.
One of the people with us did go and meet with the hospital management last week. Hospital management expressed frustration they're not getting support from the Department of Health, KZN, and there's nothing from SAPS or Metro Police. No support whatsoever from them. The security guards at the door say that the March and March people are allowed to be there.
March and March founder Jacinta Ngobese Zuma insists their actions aren't hateful.
It's got everything to do with putting South Africans first and making sure that we as a country can survive. Apparently, what they tell each other is everything in South Africa is free, which is not true because it comes from our tax money and from our hard work.
And the advisors of Zulu King Mrs. Zuluka Zwelithini, who've proposed a 10 rand monthly contribution to the Zulu royal household, say it would be voluntary. They have publicly suggested that each Zulu person make a donation towards running the affairs of the Zulu nation. One of them, Professor Jablani Maphalala, says despite Zulu people paying taxes, the KZN government often claims there's not enough money whenever the kingdom's needs arise. He says no one will be forced to contribute as he understands that many South Africans are struggling. Maphalala has admitted that they did not speak to the king before putting out their suggestion.
From all what we have said, nothing will go through unless the king agrees. After we speak to him, we'll see how things will go. We're just putting an idea out there. We know very well that no one will be forced to pay. People pay from the goodness of their hearts.
And the king's spokesperson, Thulani Zulu, has declined to comment. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 21 tomorrow. Richards Bay, 24.